her, to be daunting. And so my husband and I, let's see, I don't know, was it 2 years ago? We were like, childhood is going, it's fleeting, right? We already have a 17-year-old who's leaving next year. We have kids all the way down to 5 and everything in between. But we're like, we're not missing any more moments, right? And so we bought this huge calendar, put it up on a big, huge whiteboard. I mean, it's humongous. It's like maybe half the size of the screen. And we planned out our entire year. And the reason, like, I have a testimony of that because I also have a hard time saying no to people. So when somebody calls me and they're like, hey, Brianne, can you help me do something? I'm like, I can't help you either, like 5 minutes ago, right? Or I'll get involved in something where I'm doing a ton of research or I'm learning, whatever it is, right? And things get in the way. Or it could just be laundry or dishes or something. I'm like, I can't do it, right? But when we put it on the calendar, nobody else gets to touch it. And we actually do it. Do you guys feel this in your bones? Okay? And whenever we feel ourselves getting out of our calendar or like where we have everything mapped out, we're not as intentional with our family. Does that make sense? So that's the first plug, okay? Calendar. Have fun, put it on there so that number one, you have an excuse to say yes to your family and no to others. And so that you actually do fun things and you have time to prepare for them too. Okay, so here we go. We're gonna talk about the number one issue very first, which is socialization. Do you know that whenever people talk, oh, I went straight to the memes. I'm a meme person, you guys like memes. When everybody asks about homeschool, I guess I bet when you guys get asked about homeschool, what's the number one thing that comes up? Socialize, how do you socialize your kids? Right? I'm like, have you met me? Right? That's what I always ask. I'm like, it's not about, it's just about family culture, right? It's not about whatever. I have some fun things to say, but let's go through this just for a second, because, you know, we have, so, do you have friends? No, this is my first human interaction in months. Yeah? So good. Did you hear she homeschools and her kids are social guests? So good. Oh, no, I forgot to socialize the children. Oh, you homeschool your kids? Well, mine go to school, so they actually get to socialize. Meanwhile, in school, no talking, no passing notes, no phones. You're here to learn, not socialize. You're homeschool? Oh, you homeschool? How do you teach your kids to be social? I lock them up for 8 hours, make fun of their clothes, push them into lockers, tease them for not conforming, and then give them an iPad so when we go out, they don't have to interact with anybody. Yes, I know. That's kind of fine. That's a good one. Also, I do... this is funny, but you should enact a homeschool bully, just so your kids understand it. Mine is my husband. He takes it very seriously. I'm just kidding. Okay, aren't you afraid public school will make your child weird? I met a weird person one time and they went to public school. What if you homeschool kids won't fit in the rest of society? That's the point. Okay, first they say my kids are smart. Next, they say they are well-spoken and friendly. Then I tell them we homeschool, but what about socialization, right? Okay, can you hit the play button, Phil? Don't you guys love this guy? He's gonna be at the Great America Homeschool Conference this year. I was like, okay. Okay, I'm unsure. Did it do all of them? It's okay. Just go past it. We're fine. It was funny, I'm sure. Just go to the next. Yeah, thanks. Okay. All right. So this is my classic that you can use, okay? And as the world evolves a little bit, you don't get as many of these questions, but you still do, right? Grandparents sometimes still bring them up, like different things, even when they see things are going really great, okay? But one time I was standing in a line for a funeral, all right? I was standing waiting to go in line. And the guy that was standing in front of me, he said, and actually, I'm going to just tease right now, Zoe, it was your father-in-law. And actually, he has two of his kids that decided to homeschool. Oh, all three now. All three, they're all homeschooling. Man, he is probably shocked because super supportive now. But he turned around and he said to me, Brianne, he's like, I know you're cool and everything, but don't you think they need to go to school to learn that kind of stuff? And he's like, and to be like well-adjusted. And he was sincere. He wasn't being mean, right? He was like concerned, okay? And I said, Val, I want you to get out your high school yearbook. And if you can tell me that every single person in there is socially adjusted and really normal, I'll send my kids to school. And he's like, touche. And he turned it out and we had a great conversation about everything. But now all of his grandkids are homeschooled. It's great. Okay? So much fun. But that's always my retort. I'm like, if you can show me that, because the logic doesn't track, right? The logic doesn't track. Homeschooling doesn't make a kid unsocial. Public school doesn't make a kid social, right? Okay, so I'm going to go past this because I've got some other really fun stuff. So actual social education, okay? These are the things that we really actually want to focus on. We don't care about whether they're fitting in society or whether they have a ton of friends or whether they look normal on the outside. We're going to talk about character and emotional development. We're going to talk about practical life skills and essential cognitive and social skills, because these are the things that are going to make them thrive, right, as they continue in life. So, character and emotional development, self-awareness and emotional regulation. This is a huge one. I know you guys deal with this on the daily, right? In fact, I was doing it on the way here in the class, okay? And I have one daughter who is a little bit more prone to whining. I hate whining, right? Okay, do you guys have a whiner in your house? Anybody? Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, so good. Anyways, but my husband and I are consistent with that is not a proper way to behave. Why are we behaving that way? Why do you feel like that's the only way to communicate, right? But really what it comes down to is a self-awareness of what am I doing? How is it affecting the people around me? And how can I regulate those emotions even though I'm feeling them? Because it's not like, just shut up, I don't want to hear it, right? It's, okay, I get that you're feeling something, but that's an inappropriate way to act, right? Do you guys all feel that? Okay, so the first part of that, though, is self-awareness. I'm constantly telling my kids, do you understand? Do you understand what you're doing right now, right? Right at their eye level. Do you understand how that affects everyone? Because you're not an island. You don't get to run off and scream. You don't get to do these things. What is going on right now in your brain? Can we calm it down? Okay, you've got to get them to see the behavior, otherwise the behavior will continue over and over and over again. If you just say, go sit and time out, think about what you've done, they might not really know what they've done, right? Okay, which I do use time out, I'm not saying it's bad. Okay, but they need to be able to manage stress, understand the feelings that they're having, and build healthy self-esteem. Okay, now, just as a caveat to this, I am not a, like, gentle parent, okay, in any sense of the word. Like, my kids know the truth from the moment they wake up until the end of how I'm feeling. Like, well, I'm not going to deal with that today. What are you doing? Why did we wake up on the wrong side? Right? Like, we hit it, but they get to talk to me. Hey, Mom, how's that going? Do you need to say sorry for that, Mom? Yeah, no. Anyways, does that make sense? But whenever we say managing stress, sometimes you think of the gentle parent, where it's just like, oh, are you feeling something today, right? That's not going to always pan out. There's times for that when they're really having a hard time. But anyways, love that. Resilience and grit. I'm gonna talk about a ton of this in my keynote today. It's gonna be right on. I tell my kids every single day, if I could teach you one thing, if you could walk out of my homeschool with one thing, it's grit, okay? That you can take on the world. Empathy and compassion. So this is a big one for kids because they're selfish, right? Most kids, even though they're giving and they're so cute and all those kind of things, we as human beings as we grow up are internally selfish because it's an animalistic nature to survive, right? So they have to learn, I have to actually put others' needs before my own, okay? And what's really hard as a parent, especially when you're dealing with like bullies or different things like that, is when do you put your own needs in front and when do you not, right? Okay, responsibility and accountability. This is a big one. I heard the keynotes talking about Adam Heslin. He was talking about some of this, so I'm gonna leave it. Gratitude and growth mindset. I follow Turtle Creek Lane. Do you guys follow her? She like does tons of decorating, and they're billionaires in Texas. They're amazing. But she wakes up every day and says, "Adrian, can you say it? Something begins happiness.
Happiness. Tell me something. Submit something you're grateful for because happiness begins with gratitude."
That's right. Happiness begins with gratitude. And every day she says it. And a growth mindset. Like always, every single day, how are we going to grow? How are we going to do that? These are the things that are going to develop character and emotional development the most. These are the things that, more important,
than science, more important than social studies, more important than English, more important than math. These are the things I want my kids to have, right? And I want them to have all the other stuff too. I'm not saying like either or, but these things are so important. Okay, next one, life skills, okay? Home management, right? Cooking, cleaning, laundry, basic repairs, car maintenance, okay? Now this is super hard for moms because every single one of us know that it takes more from us when it first starts, okay? We know this. So I could go and clean a toilet way faster than I can teach my five-year-old to go clean a toilet, but that little eight-year-old right there, she can clean a toilet with the best of them now. And it just took a while, right? Has she burnt herself on the steamer? Yes, she has, right? Like, we have, like, moments. But my kids can cook. My kids can clean. Is it always perfect?
No.
Okay? But we keep being consistent, right? Financial literacy, budgeting, understanding wages, saving, and investing. My husband and I are huge in this. I could teach the entire conference on financial literacy. I'm going to leave it for another day. Just know it's important, okay? Time and project management, meeting deadlines, organizing tasks, and managing independent work. This is so hard, okay? Because sometimes you just want to throw your hands up in the air because you're dealing with so many deadlines. Not only your own, which most people cave under, but you're also dealing with all of your kids' deadlines, right? And it can be really daunting. Do you guys feel that ever? Anybody got an example of that? How's that make you feel? Anybody? Yeah? And on Saturday evenings, you could find me, like, helping him get in all of his things at the beginning of the semester. So I'm going to ask you to flip it. Instead of doing it at the end of the semester where there's, like, all the deadlines and everything.
All through,
yes. So instead of, like, Saturday or whatever, front end it, scaffold the behavior that you expect at the front, and then it's awesome by the end. New semesters bring new challenges because they're learning things. But I could teach a thing on that one too. That one's really good. But yes, that's super stressful. In fact, those create some of the things where I'm like, whoop, what are you doing? Right? Uh-huh. It can be so hard. Anything else in that one? Yeah.
I'll give you
one
about Amelia.
Yeah, give it to me.
So Amelia had an audition.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good one. She was gonna nail it. I guarantee you she's gonna get it. But I was on set with Ever. So it was hers. And I told her it was her to set up with everything she needed. And she didn't do it. And now she's like, but Mom, and I'm like, eh? I gave you everything you needed.
Yeah.
I gave you your dad, I gave you your sister, all you had to do is send me a video. You didn't do it. And it's just teaching her that, like,
yeah,
this is yours now. This is like this has to, you're at an age when you're younger. I could push you, now it has to be yours.
Yes.
Ever, and like this is the beginning stage of her learning.
Oh yeah.
But it was a complete missed opportunity for her.
Yes.
Because she just hadn't had that experience yet.
Totally. Yeah. I love it too because it takes courage to let our kids fail. It really, really does, right? Because it's funny because I see Amelia as this very, very responsible young woman. She's always prepared. I'm her vocal teacher too. And she's like always prepared, always on point. So whenever she says that about her, I'm like, oh, maybe my kids are seen by other people in a different way, you know? But it takes a lot of courage to let your kids fail. But it's really important. I'll talk about that too in my keynote tonight too. Okay, but meeting deadlines is super important. Sometimes I hear like unschooling and different things like that. There's a lot of ways to do a lot of different things, but deadlines are important. Kids actually need to know that there are responsibilities and that their life isn't just woo, right? They have to meet deadlines. If you have something for them, make sure that there's a consequence, right? Whatever. We'll go through that later too. All right, health and safety, basic first aid, nutrition, making healthy choices. Okay, next one, essential cognitive and emotional skills. So critical thinking and problem solving. If you want your kid to be really awesome at school, don't teach them the subjects. Think about how to think, right? Teach them how to analyze information, make sound decisions, and innovate solutions. Also, if your kid's walking around with crazy logic, can you please do the world a favor and tell them it's crazy, right? Say, that's not exactly true, right? Because if you don't say it, you're like, oh, that is amazing. I'm so glad, right? And you, like, aren't truthful with them, they're going to keep walking around with those crazy ideas, and then they're going to get out in the real world, and everybody's going to be like, what is going on? Right? So if they say something like, my kids, my husband and I love politics too, right? We're talking about things that are going on in our country a lot of time, whatever. And a lot of the time, some of our kids will come and like say something, and we're like, that's totally not what we were talking about, right? Like they got their own like little thing, and you have to correct those behaviors and move past and show them like, okay, here's the logic on this side, here's the logic on that side. Make sure you pay attention to that. Okay, communication, this is a huge one, right? There's a lot of adults who don't know how to communicate. It's not something that your kids are just going to wake up and say, I communicate with people, so now I know. Like, teach those skills. Digital literacy, okay? So, I am going to talk about, this will be like one of the stories I tell in my keynote tonight, about being afraid of technology, because it was a perception of homeschooling whenever I started. Like, that we shouldn't be on computers for very long, we shouldn't do whatever. And I stayed in it for a long time, but I'm not going to go because I'll share my story later. But digital literacy, it's never going anywhere. And this is the thing that I'll tell you. When I was in college, they said, most people are like, don't use calculators, don't do this, whatever. And it's kind of like telling somebody you can't use a watch because we have a sundial. Go out and use the sundial, right? So we're in a world where our phones are never going away. Our computers are never going away, right? So you're going to get all of these studies that I've read on myself about how they're like crushing our kids' brains and everything like that. I'm going to propose that it's not the technology itself, it's how you use it, okay? So teach our kids how to use it, use it effectively. Jessica and I just had a conversation last night about, I let my kids do social media at a certain age, okay? It can be over-consuming, it can be a really bad thing, it really can. But one of her rules is you have to create more than you consume, okay? One of my other really dear friends, she says the same thing to her kids. I've adopted it as well. But then there's a part of me that I'm like, I don't want you creating it because I don't know what you're going to put on the internet. They'll stay there forever, right? Okay, so I make them create in all different ways more than you consume on technology. Does that make sense? Okay, leadership and teamwork. Oh, this one's a big one, especially with siblings, right? Because we get treated the best in our house. I'm just going to leave that one there. Okay? All right, here we go. Okay, so our primary goals, and we might skip through some of this because I got some fun stuff to share.
I don't even have time to this. Let me see.
Oh, we're running out of time. Okay, our primary goals as we're having fun and socializing our children is impulse control and conscious, okay? You know the study of the marshmallow where they put it out? The kids who were able to resist the marshmallow were way more successful later on down in life. And it wasn't just because they were like, sugar's not for me, right? It was because they had impulse control. People who have self-regulation can do so many things, right? Learning to moderate those things. Also a sense of conscious. If you notice that your child doesn't care about other people, animals, just things in general, like other people's things, you have to address that now. That those things can go into, I won't go into all the psychotherapy behind it, but those things can go into some dangerous behaviors. So if you notice that your child lacks a conscience, we're going to watch some Jiminy Cricket. Okay? Okay? Just, you know what I'm saying. Am I too old for some? No. Everybody knows you're too free. Okay. Cultivation of meaning. Okay? Identify what is valued in your home or what's valued to other people. Have them read cues, different things like that. Role preparation, right? Sometimes people don't want their kids to grow up too fast. I don't either. However, we are, part of childhood is preparing them to be an adult, right? And you are going to be a mom or dad someday, or you're going to be an aunt or uncle, you're going to be caring for kids. Teach those skills, right? So those things that come up, you are going to have to earn some type of money or handle money. Prepare for those skills, right? So see what's ahead. Have your kids go for it. Here we go. So the main places we can do this are our family, school, which can be different things, right? Peer groups, the workplace, mass media, and religion. Now, our society is shifting in a huge way where a ton of this social, even for adults, is coming from mass media, right? Where we're getting tons of it from reels and different things like that. In fact, I love reels. I'm not against it. I, like, sometimes when I'm talking to my husband, I'm like, he probably gets way too many reels for me every single day where I'm like, woo, like send it over, whatever. My friends and I communicate through reels. It's a valid form of communication as long as you communicate after you send the reel. Okay, but Philip, what did they say on Fox today about, they said something about digital media. Oh, they were talking about grandparents and how grandparents, actually their neurological systems, they are like, it's this huge boost to them when they watch their grandkids in person, right? Like when they get to play with them, different things like that, whatever. And then she talked about adults need to do the same exact thing because we're communicating too much online. And we're not doing it in person as much anymore. Because it's hard. You got to get ready. You got to, like, go and communicate in small talk sometimes. You got to do all those things, right? So, but it's so important for our brain, okay? Here we go. Go to the next one. Core skills. We already talked about this. Communication, emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, and social cues. I'm going to keep going past that. Okay, so here's our fun part. Are we ready to spin the core here? Any questions about what I've gone over so far? Anybody? Good. All right. So in my church, I know not everybody goes to the same church that I do, but there, I use this in my curriculum. I use this in my life. I think it's awesome. It's so simple. We call it SIPs, okay? So social, intellectual, physical, and spiritual. I just think it's well-rounded, right? So when I'm planning activities for my kids, I put these areas into play. When I'm planning curriculum for my kids, I put these areas into play. Does that make sense? Because if you're like, I don't know, Kayla, what's your favorite thing to do? She's pretty well-rounded, so this is a hard question. But what do you like? What's your favorite thing?
Role play.
You know, she like literally broke her kneecap in half when she was ice skating not too long ago. It was ice skating, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was ice skating. So when she says rollerblading to me, I feel for her inside, okay? But she loves rollerblading, okay? She loves physical things. She loves to be out on her dirt bike. She loves to do all those things, okay? What if all she did with her kids was physical stuff and didn't do any of the other areas, right? We can get into those areas, so that's why it's important to plan as well, right? So that we are well-rounded, okay? So we're gonna go into these. I'm gonna give you some ideas, and then at the end we're gonna make some plans, all right? I have a ton of pictures here. Your kids might be on here, you know? All right, so intellectual. Now these things, I'm not putting up everything that my kids do. It would be exhausting. Like you guys couldn't, like it's crazy. But as I was going through the pictures, I'm like, I don't know how I'm still standing. It's crazy how much they do. But these are the things that I have put together that have created social experiences for my kids. Because this is what I'm going to tell you. As a homeschool mom, if you want your kids to have awesome experiences and your town doesn't offer it, I live in a small town. You guys might have more in Pocatello that other people are, you know, doing things. But you're going to have to get off and go do stuff. Right? You're going to have to actually create these. You're going to actually, don't sit at home and be like, no one's inviting my kid over to play. Invite somebody over to play. Right? Go to a park. Do something. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to take action. Okay? My friends over here, these are my Aberdeen friends over here, they'll probably tell you that Brianne probably needs to not do as much. Okay? Okay? But I love it. It's so much fun. And I have the best relationship with some of these kids as I go out through life. So even sometimes my husband's like, okay, we're at our tippy-toppy, right? The laundry's not done, the dishes aren't done. But I have really great relationships with these kids. And someday, does that make sense? That's, you only create relationships by going and doing. Okay, so this was an IDX program. So competitions, all right? Think about competitions. I did this for a couple of years. We won the ISU competition. It was awesome. But they had, this one was, I don't know if I have the laser. Maybe not. Okay. This one was the kids who harnessed the poop, Willow D, whatever. They had to do all of these science things, whatever. I had them over at my house. I don't know how many hours. Okay? It was crazy. We had adult people coming in. Like, it was like this smorgasbord of learning. It was amazing. But those kids had so much fun. They got to go compete together. They ended up winning, but I wouldn't have cared if they won or not because it was such a great experience. Okay? Next one. So look at competitions. There are tons of homeschooling competitions that you can go in to have a ton of fun with a lot of people, or you have like, here's the other thing too. Are any of you guys procrastinators? Anybody? Okay, okay, good. And sometimes you get to a point where you're like, I just don't think I can do it. But guess what? You set yourself up for a competition. You know what's happening? It's happening. Okay, so if you're ever having a hard time keeping your schedule, doing the things with your kids, being honest with yourself, sign yourself up for some stuff because you'll be there. Okay, this one.
Children's Trauma Camp. I've been involved for a lot of years. Last year, I put it on with a huge group of amazing women. And these are just some of the fun experiences. Tons of kids from all over. We have a blast. Okay, next one, project-based learning classes. I bring kids in all the time. And I'm like, you want to learn about something? Great, let's come on, let's learn about something. I don't do it as much as I used to. When my kids were little, I had a little bit more energy. But now that my kids are doing teenager stuff, we had to shift what we were doing. Super fun. Okay, I also teach music lessons. I have kids coming in and out of my house all the time. They stay and play. My kids are constantly doing stuff. We have board games out in the living room, all the things. Okay, you wouldn't think that's a social experience, but it is. Okay, all right. This one, community theater, okay? If you guys are in the theater program, it is so much fun. It gets you out of your comfort. It teaches a ton of the skills that we already talked about. We have some of our, like, Kayla was one of the eels. She's up here. We have the chef right up here in the front, you guys. This guy, he was so popular that we had to bring out all of the cast to watch his scene because it was so good. Okay, Kayla, this is our joke at home. She doesn't even know. I'm going to make her blush. But I have a skylight calendar that comes up, you know, and it has pictures of all of these things. And when Kayla and I's picture come up, she was the red mermaid back in there somewhere.
Zoe.
Zoe. What did I say, Kayla? I said Kayla again. Sorry. Zoe. When she comes up, my son thinks she's hot. And so he calls her the hot mermaid. But anyway, this is so funny. So we have relationships with people all over the place doing fun stuff. Yeah, it was great. And we've done it in all different roles. My kids have been in it. I've been in it. I've directed. We've done back stuff. My husband did backgrounds. Kirk did sets. When you're involved with that, you have tons of social experiences. Okay, spiritual stuff. Get involved in a church group. I don't care which one it is. But you have so many awesome things to be doing, right? And you don't have to plan them all. That's really great too, right? These are specific ones that like I've been involved with. Okay, here we go. In my community, I put on an entire baseball program, softball program, and it's pre-K through 12. We have like 250 kids in it, and my kids have a blast with it, okay? I also just started this year an aerial silks class for our community, and so we did it just for the Little Mermaid, but then the kids loved it so much that we just keep doing it, okay? We brought in a teacher from Randy's Tumbling, whatever. I'm not saying you gotta go start a silks class. I'm not saying that, but let it like simmer, right? What could you do? Okay, social, holidays and special events. This is where the real money is. I love holidays, okay? I obviously love Halloween, and I have worn the trunk or treat every single year. It's like on my bucket list. My husband tells me I also have to stop that, but I'm not yet. Okay, but, and then like Thanksgiving down here, 4th of July celebrations. Get people together. Have fun. Make an excuse to celebrate, okay? Okay, special needs advances. I am on, like, I have just begun this journey with my oldest, like my oldest two, okay? We have had so much fun, I had so much fun planning their prom date last year, okay? We had 16 kids. We took them to a ballroom dance class over here in Pocatello. Well, I didn't take them. They took themselves, okay? Then I had a limo for him, not that limo. That was another prom that he went to. Then we had a limo for them. They went on this whole murder mystery date. We had all of the parents all involved. Then they went to the dance. They only stayed at the dance for like 20 minutes. I'm like, shame on you guys. I'm not paying for a limo for you to just stay there. Then they came back out and had like dessert and all that kind of stuff. So much fun. These are things that are really fun. They are so fun. And if your school doesn't have really great, or they don't allow you to participate, they should. But if they don't allow you to participate in dance and stuff, do your own. Make an awesome formal dance. It is so much fun for kids, okay? All right, social field trips, right? Go places, put on your calendar, Topgolf, VR, swimming, shows, plug for the Hale Theater. I know I'm a real theater person, but we bought season tickets for the Hale this year, or last year. My husband went to all of them. That's another thing, put a date on there too, not just for your kids, but for you, okay? And then we take them to like the kids, like the more Disney shows or different things like that. It is one of our kids' favorite things, okay? Lava Hot Springs has an amazing family area to go to. Topgolf is amazing. They're building one in Brigham City right now. It's an amazing family opportunity. Bowling, doing all this stuff. Oki Escape Rooms in Blackfoot is awesome, okay? Tons of stuff. Then monthly group parties, invite a friend, okay? Again, here's another one. My teenagers love to have their friends over. Plan it. Otherwise, you'll just be like, oh yeah, maybe we'll do that next week. I'm really busy this week. Plan it. Tell kids about it. That's the one thing. If I really want to make sure I get something done, I tell other kids about it, and I'm like, gotta get it done. Right? Okay? And then, or invite a friend or play date. Sometimes the group stuff can be a little overwhelming after a while. Like, if there's, like, conflict or different things or whatever, just have a one-on-one, okay? Kayla and my daughter, Bryn, right there, her daughter, Reagan, are really good friends. So every day after piano, she stays and plays with Bryn the whole day. And they just have a blast, and they're creating a friendship that's going to last. I love it. Okay, birthday parties. Okay, this is where I love birthday parties. Use it as a time to develop these things, right? Take kids places. We've done zoos. That's the zombie one. I highly recommend the zombie shoot. You get to shoot people. It's wonderful. Pumpkin patches, VRs, like have fun with it, okay? All right? Now, there are considerations with all this stuff, okay? Interests of your kids. Some of your kids might not care at all about getting in groups at all. So make it more one-on-one stuff with them, but have them still interact. Ages, safety, weather, cost and budget, time and availability. So here's the one I'm going to talk about, cost and budget, okay? So you'll probably notice that a lot of that stuff up there, I didn't do a lot of like the Topgolf or the whatever when my kids were younger, when we were like grinding to get to where we are right now, okay? Or if you're like got some goals and you're like, I don't want to spend, what was it last time I went to Topgolf, $400? It was like $400 for our kids to go to eat like the whole, like one night. That's a lot, right? Okay, so what I'm going to say one is put it in your budget, okay? Whatever it is for you, if it's $50 for social activities or whatever, put it in your budget. Because if you don't have the money, it will create a rift. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Well, I was just going to give an example. Like, yeah. My daughter loves to have parties.
Yes.
So she wants to like buy all things. So I use that learning thing. I was like, well, we can use what we have. You have to plan it, and you have to just, you know, be creative.
Yes.
So we've been doing that, and like, she loves it, invites her friends over, which we have. It doesn't even matter to them, because we're
yes.
staying together and having a party. Just for no reason.
Totally.
Like to do it whenever.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah, anybody else have any examples on that? Anything? Yeah.
I have only girls. I have 6 girls, and so we have girls' nights
yes.
all the time. They just invite friends, but they have the best week of planning out whatever things they can
yeah.
and then go through all my random old makeup or
yes.
things or whatever, and they
yeah.
have the best time, and I do nothing.
It's awesome.
So
I love
that.
Yeah, you can develop any of these things on a dime. There's a book that I use. Ooh, I wish I would have put a picture of it in here. I can't remember. Anyways, it has literally like 365 activities for the entire year and tons of activities that are $0, okay? Some of these other ones are super fun because when I pay for it, I don't have to do it, right? I just take my kids there. But if you want to plan, if you want to do it, or make your kids plan it, you can do things for $0. So really, it's whether you plan for it or not. Okay, all right, so let's make some ideas, all right? Feel free to press that link, okay? All right, group family activities. We're just going to sit here. We have 10 minutes, okay? And we're not going to do all of them, but let's just do a couple months. Which month do you want to choose? I have some favorite months that I plan social things. Anybody? Yeah.
February.
Okay. So we can either go Valentine's-based or we can do something different. What do you guys want to do?
Valentine's Day. We celebrate Grandma's Day.
Grandma's Day. That's so fun. Tell me.
We've done shadow tracing. We've done with edible peanut butter Play-Doh.
Yeah.
We make little grandpas.
Yes.
We can, like, people can judge their clay things.
Yes.
But the favorite, and it's really a new week on the ground without hands like a grandpa would.
Yeah.
And it's all grandpa's theme, so we drink muddy milk.
Yes.
Water, because that's
yes.
We have like a mud themed
yeah.
dessert.
Uh-huh.
And then you can put snow on top, which is like the cream. But everything has, like, we have grandpa's hash, which is
yeah.
grandpa, which real brown hog, which is
real brown hog?
Yeah, sausage.
Oh, sausage. Okay. It's your favorite. Okay, now here's something I wanted. This brings up a really great thing. Not every parent is meant to do every type of social activity, okay? There will be parents that like certain things and parents that don't. Okay, so for instance, Adri, for her son's 8th birthday, she just built a house, and her yard is just dirt, okay? So she invited the kids over, and they came back
mud.
Right? She washed them off. Okay, she hosed them. All right? I don't love all the, like, I'll hug a muddy kid, okay? But it's not like I'm like, let's get dirty, people, okay? It's not my, like, so, like, I'm like, let's turn on some music and dance, let's, like, party in here. But that's something that when I sent them over, have fun. Oh my goodness, Aunt Adrienne just made a memory that I couldn't have done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? So pick people in your circle that will do things you want.
Yeah.
Get outside your comfort zone.
I'm going to ask, I'll piggyback on that. Yeah. Because that's an example you use. So we all spend money on our kids in different ways. And so my kids know how much I spend on them for said birthdays or whatever, right? And so they can either pick to buy, like ask for the things that they want or need, or they can choose to have an experience or a party. And they can choose how to like use that. So sometimes it's like a one-on-one with mom and dad or our family, and we go out and do something huge all together because Topgolf calls cost $500, right? Or might be like, no, I really want this to go skiing this year and that. So could I have some friends over to play? We'll do a mudslide in the backyard because it costs $0, just a mess, right? But like, I feel like it's really good for your kids to see, no matter what the budget is, that you do have to make choices. It's a really important part of like the financial literacy teaching for them to see where that money goes, because we all spend money on them. So sometimes letting them have some ownership of where maybe we're spending that money teaches them a lot too. Like that was for my 8-year-old.
Yeah.
So, and he chose that.
Yeah. And that's why these things are so important to do. It's not just about the fun or the memories that are made, because that is important. Because when you look back, you don't want to be like, wow, we did nothing. We were just so focused on just getting it done, like to have any fun. But these things are what builds those character qualities, as long as you're actively a participant in it.
Yeah.
These things are what actually make your kids good human beings, right? Yeah.
Well, the last couple of years, I have ADHD, and toys and things like that can kind of
Sure.
Get me off.
Yeah.
The clutter. And so we've switched to focus more on experiences and time together rather than buying the material things.
Yes.
And but I do give my girls an option, like when it's their birthday, do you want gifts or do you want a yes day? And there's some rules with that yes day.
That's good.
Like, but it's surprising how many times they're like, I don't want a gift, I want the yes day.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we actually, in our house, I know it seems so odd, it seems so countercultural, but we don't really do Christmas gifts at all for our kids. Our kids get their clothes during the year when they need them, they get their, you know, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. But we're like, and we just show them, we're like, this is how much we spend on you throughout the year doing all these other activities and whatever. When it comes to Christmas, we'll still have traditions. We still have this awesome Grinch drink and an amazing meal, and we still celebrate the reason for the season and all the things, but like, we're not going to just do something just because. And it is crazy how much they don't care. They love it. They love it. Okay, anybody else? Yeah.
I just would like to add that it's okay for your kids to do a lot of the prep work. Like,
yes.
Some of these things like can feel absolutely overwhelming for a mom who's trying to put this whole thing together. But if your kids are enjoying it, it's okay for them to do a lot of the prep work for the party. It's okay for them to do a lot or most of the prep for the cleanup after the
Yeah.
party.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to just be a mom.
Oh, totally. I actually make kids clean up at my house, too. Like, so my high schoolers have just started having, like, pretty big parties or whatever at our house. And number one, they don't get to have it if they don't plan it themselves. I'm not doing it. Okay? So sometimes I'm like, hey, this sounds like a really good idea. I think you'd have fun. But they have to plan it. My daughter has that book that I was talking about and has post-it notes and all of them. She's like, I want to do this, this, this. My older one is like, great, I have the planner underneath me, so now I don't have to do it. Right? But we have kids come over to our house and do all that kind of stuff. But before they leave, I'm like, you know what's really responsible, you guys? If you clean up what you messed up. And they do it. No, nobody balks it. They have to leave, fine, no big deal, no shaming. But, like, just be responsible, because I would want my kid to do that too, right? Okay, any other ideas? We have 3 minutes. Yeah.
So my daughter's dad has her and her stepsister are planning the summer family trip.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys plan it, where are we going? How are we getting there? I'll pay for it. We'll go anywhere we can. Like, ideally we can drive there. You guys plan it, we'll do it.
Yeah, that is so fun. I am a little selfish because I have places in the world I want to go. And so I like letting that go to my kids. However, I will say my kids have had some pretty good ideas. But theirs are a little, mine are too expensive right now. One of them wants to go to Switzerland. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. I'll do that when I want to. Okay, we're going to sum this up a little bit here. Okay, the main point of this is not just the activities that we talked about, right? The main point is developing these amazing things in our kids, making memories, making families. Because these are the things that will seal your families together too, right? When you're having a hard day, you don't want to stay in the hard day 5 days out of the week and have nothing to cut that, right? And kids also don't want moms who are burnt out from doing everything in their house not to be able to put the fun hat on, okay? And there will be times, if you're not, like maybe you're not like me, but there will be times in your life where you're like, nope, I want to go to my room and Netflix binge. I am done, right? I have done all of these things all week. My feet hurt. Everything is done. Everybody leave me alone. Please, come on. Anybody?
Woo!
All right. Okay, good. Okay, and those days are okay. They are okay. But I will tell you this. If I have something on the calendar that I'm like, I've already planned to go with my kids, we go, and I have a blast. It is the best. It has been the best season of our lives. But I just want to tell you that these are the things that really, really bond you together as a family and create the trust necessary with you as a mom or with your husband, like your dad, the dad, the siblings, that allow you to do the things that are necessary in all the other areas. Does that make sense? I'll say it one more time. So these are the moments where the trust, the love, the everything you actually need to have your kid listen to you in other areas of your life, right? They're not going to do a math problem just because you want to do a math problem. They're not going to go read a book just because you want to read a book. But if you have a relationship built with them, they're going to be more apt to listen to you. Okay? For example, last night, I was trying to get one of my kids to do something. And actually, Kirk's kid, which she's been over at my house a lot, okay? Would love Annabelle. She's like another daughter to me. And she comes up, and she walks up to my son. She's like, you listen. When Queen Brand says something, you do it. You guys know how Annabelle say this, right? Yeah. And I was like, I'm touched and also scared. Right? That I have come up. No. Anyways, but she's like, you respect her enough to do it, right? And that's the reason why though is because you have a great relationship. They know it's not just because you want them to do something for whatever, it's because you're awesome, because you love them, because you're willing to do all these other fun things. Okay, so plan it, put it down. Be honest with yourself, be honest with your family, and go make memories. That's all. Come back to the keynote, though. A lot of good stuff there.